called for women to deliver a message of outrage over a proposed abortion ban in Poland's parliament brought hundreds of thousands of women into the streets of Warsaw and other cities, and additional millions expressing their anger over that ban. "I'm a woman, not an incubator," was one of the chants this week, and late this week the proposed ban was tabled. Poland still has a very restrictive abortion law, but we spoke with a jubilant Agnieszka Solakowski, an activist who helped organize the Black Strike, and Agnieszka Graf, among the most visible feminist activists in Eastern Europe, who today were reveling in a surprising victory.
This has never happened before in the last 20 years in Polish history. We've never had such huge mobilization, and we've never had such a huge threat to women's rights. On the other hand, the bill that was rejected is not the government's bill. They were being pressured by right-wing fundamentalists who are even further to the right than they are. And so they are going to probably propose their own bill now, which they will present as a compromise, but which will in fact be draconian. And the women's movement has to react promptly to that with great force. They will try to probably allow abortion in cases of rape and incest, but ban abortion in cases of fetal damage. And they will try to convince women that this is a compromise.
Ms. Sokolowska, would you say that Poland has been evolving away from a more authoritarian Catholic state since the end of the Cold War, and that this is a reversal?
I'd say it's too early to say that. Right now, we're just observing the awakening of the civic society and the beginning of a really widespread grassroots movement. But it's too early to say that we're reversing anything. It's a long way, really.
In Europe, is there a model for women's rights that a broad community of activists, feminists in Poland would like to see in place in that country? Is it Germany? Is it the Scandinavian countries?
I think Eastern Europe has really a different chronology because we didn't have the 1970s mass women's movements. And so what we're actually doing, I think, now is a new version of that. The women's movement that has been active in the last 20 years was mostly working in NGOs, non-governmental organizations, which were professional and not driven by mass input. This is a completely new phenomenon. You have girls, young women, maybe not girls, but mostly young women, getting together on Facebook, women who didn't know each other personally, and some of them still don't know each other personally, and deciding to do something in response to evolving political situation. A group that started, you know, one evening with five women who were angry at the political initiatives of the ruling party evolved overnight into 20,000. And it now has 100,000 people. This is a Facebook group called Girls for Girls. And, there are skeptics who say click activism doesn't achieve anything. But we had 100,000 people in the streets on Monday. So it's obviously working.
Are men involved?
Yes, but I think mostly as helping hands, not as initiators. This really is a massive movement of angry women of all ages, but it's the first time that young girls are mobilized. Warsaw was swarming with young women in black, you know, with their faces painted in war paint, black war paint, carrying really, sometimes really funny banners. And including, you know, quotes from Marley, no women, no country, that sort of thing. And responding in this very colorful way to what's going on. So it's a very spontaneous protest, which is, I think, growing.
Two questions for you, Ms. Sokolowska. Unlike the United States, this isn't a constitutional question. It's not for the courts. It's for the legislature. And I'm wondering if there's a question of votes there. And secondly, what does the Catholic Authority in Poland say about all this versus what appears to be a loosening of restrictions in the Vatican about these kinds of movements?
I'd say that right now they're backing off a little. They just said that they have never supported a punishment of women who perform an abortion, which is really weird to hear from the Catholic Church. But
I think the church is scared by the scale of the protests. They are because the group that is leaving the Catholic Church the fastest in Poland are young women, and they know what happened in Ireland. So I think, you know, at first they may have been happy about this initiative, but now they may be taking a step back.
Well, Ms. Graf, I mean, I can hear it in both of your voices, but definitely in Ms. Sokolowska's voice. I mean, you seem to be having an impact that is surprising even you here. Yes, we're not out of the woods, or at least the feminist agenda here is not out of the woods, but this has taken you by surprise.
Absolutely. It was unexpected. We have never expected it would be so big. Anyone who tried to prepare everything, to prepare the protest, we were expecting maybe 20,000 people, maybe 30. But it turned out that 100,000 people took to the streets, and perhaps another 100,000 supported the protests in their own way. For example, wearing black.
Yeah, if you went to the shops, you know, to restaurants, to schools, all the teachers in my son's school were dressed in black that day. They didn't cancel classes because then the, you know, the school would collapse. But I think this was really huge. The figures are that 6 million people in Poland support the protest.
Agnieszka Graf is a feminist activist and writer in Poland and an American studies professor at the University of Warsaw. Agnieszka Sokolowska is a feminist activist who helped organize Monday's Black Strike protest.